Okay, here we go. So, in the beginning of Bahar, we talked a little bit about what the significance is of Shemitah, Yovel, the holidays, and Shabbos, and how they all are intertwined with each other with similar ideas in mind. You remember that from the other day? So now let's talk about Yovel. Where does the word Yovel come from, right? We translate it into English as Jubilee. Which I never really understood, because it's not... I understand the J, like that was a German thing, I think, that they would take... The J sound in German is... they, when they translated it, uses the J, because that is their Y sound, right? So anyway, I don't understand how Yovel becomes Jubilee, then. How is the E at the end? I don't understand, first of all, how it becomes Jubilee instead of Jobilee or something. And then how does it become E at the end?
How do you do it?
I don't know. Something happened along the way. One of you guys should investigate, okay? Shaddai wants to know, where does this word Yovel come from? What's the root of the word Yovel? Do you know Hebrew, guys? Can you think of, like, a Yud Bet Lamed word? So Shaddai explores this. He says, Hashem Azaya Noheg Kodem Matan Torah Bein Amim Ovde Habal. He says, like many, we've seen this before in Shaddai's writings, that he believes that many Hebrew words are derived from pagan languages and that cease to have their paganism attached to them, but they still have the word stays. Like, so for example, Azazel was a word that referred to some like evil god of the ancients. And now it doesn't mean actually, you know, when you send a Seir Azazel, unless you're the Ramban, you don't actually believe it's going to some demonic character or anything like that. He says it just means something harsh.
Can we do that Ramban at some point?
He says, so Shaddai says that Yovel comes from the pagan word that was used for those who worship Baal. What was Yovel to them? Right? Mm-hmm. So he says, this. It's clear that Yovel was a word that comes from before Matan Torah. How do I know? Shaharei Torah Amra Yovel Hi Kedavar Yadua Mahu. When you see in the Torah, it says it's a Yovel. That automatically indicates, right, that you know what the word Yovel means, that you know what it's referring to. So it has to have been a concept, a holiday, before the Torah was describing it. It can't be that the Torah is inventing the concept of Yovel, because it wouldn't say it as Yovel he. It should be a Yovel. Nearly, so what's the root of this word, Yovel? Nearly, she milat murkevet, Yovel. He says, I think it's a combination of two words. Right? What do you call that in English when you combine two words together? A portmanteau? Something like that. So he says, what's the combination? Kind of like Yud Kei Vav Kei, actually. You remember? Yud Kei Vav Kei, according to Shaddai, is the god of good and the god of evil. How does Yud Kei Vav Kei indicate that? Anybody remember? Because Yah is like, yay! And that's Yud Kei. And then the Vav Kei is, or the Vav Hei is, Vai, oi, whoa. So yay and whoa, yay and whoa. So God is the worker of good and evil, right? Okay. So he says the same thing here, very similar. He says it's yo and vel. What is that? Ine ya, yahu, yav, yo. All of these sounds, yeah, you know, that we still do today. Hu kol shel simcha. It is a sound of happiness, and he explicitly refers to his comments. He says, "I'm Bereshit, Bereshit Bet Dalet L'shem Havaya." He says that's the same thing for Yud Kei Vav Kei. He refers to his comments there. Ubel, okay. What about Vel? What is that a reference to? Vel, right? Yovel, who shame oz kemo bao behavlaat ha'ayin. Right. It's a, if you take away the ayin, which happens very often in Hebrew and other Semitic languages, then you have really this word Baal. What does Baal mean? Master or the god, Baal, right? V'nir ki agoyim b'mei simchatam yikorem ha-kriyat kriyazot. It seems that if you were a pagan and you had a celebration in the ancient times, you might call a celebration like that the Yovel, you know, the happiness of Baal, because you worship Baal. We actually have that when it comes to Greek holidays. We have Yobak and Yopain, or whatever. I'm mispronouncing these. apparently in the Greek holidays, you have these happy, you know, the happiness of Bach and the Paean and whatever, however you pronounce these holidays. They would use it as a the, you know, yo, happiness type of sound for any of their holidays. Min yo shehi kriyat simcha mimila acheret shehi shem aliyah. What you do is you combine yo, which is a sound of happiness, with another word that's a name of the god. So if you're celebrating that god, right, that's what the ancients would do. Okay, so that's where the word yovel comes from. Yo ba, right? Let's celebrate ba. The Torah kitsha asimcha. What the Torah comes and does is it sanctifies that happiness. V'tzivta, and it commands sheyeh zman ahu zman geula v'dror la'aniyim. And let's say that holiday existed. Yovel was a well-known year-long holiday. Let's say. Well, you know what the Torah says? The Torah says, you know what? Celebrate it for God, not for Baal. For God. And it's going to be a holiday of freedom and redemption for the poor. Shitzchulim korsadach uzatam. Any poor person who had to sell their field to make ends meet. You know what? It goes back to them. Amazing. Oh, et gviatam gamkein, and also their own bodies. Sometimes a poor person who needs to make ends meet sells themselves into slavery so that they'll have a roof over their head. On Yovel, it goes back. According to Shadal, that is what La'ola, we talked about this the other day, what La'ola means. That even if a person wants to stay forever, the maximum is until Yovel. And also, besides for the fact that it's a Shemitah year also. It's a Shemitah year, and therefore your field is fallow, and all you have to leave it rest. And he said this before. He says, what happens here is that the rich and the poor are now on the similar economic scale. There is a great reset of the economy and of the society at large. And that's sanctifying and changing what was a pagan practice of Yovel into this holy, amazing, important practice of Yovel. Okay? The Yonatan, the Ashas, I guess Targum Yonatan in Yoshua, Vav, and he says, Chazal in Rosh Hashanah Chav Vav Amid Aleph, right? The Rashi, and he says, Rashi in Shemot Yud Tet Gimel, Pirshu Yovel Ayel. He says, they say, they all, Chazal and Rashi and Targum Yonatan, understand the word Yovel as indicative of some kind of ram. Ach ein b'Tanach shum ra'yal azeh, but you have no proof for this anywhere in Tanakh. V'keren ha'yovel inyan yinah ela keren shetok inbo v'simchat ha'yovel. What they use as a proof was that you have this word called keren ha'yovel, the horn of the yovel. So they understood that as, I guess you have a ram, and you blow the horn of the ram. So that's the Keren HaYovel. That's the horn of the ram. Yovel means ram. But that's not what it means. It just means that you blow a horn that's dedicated for Yovel to indicate that Yovel has started, that there's a simcha for Yovel. Not to say that it's the name of an animal. And maybe you'll look at Yoshua Vavdala, where it says, the shofar of Yovel. That's not what it means. It just means that you blow that shofar on Yovel. And they also look at Shemot Yutat Yigimel. Bimshoch HaYovel. It says in the extension of the Yovel, you can look over there. Ayin Jesenius. And he says, you can look at Jesenius as well. That's Shadal's understanding. Mitchell First and on Svarim Block posted, and I think he came out with a book with a collection of his essays. He's very into etymology. Where does this word come from? So where's the word Yovel come from is an interesting one that Shadal is fascinating. He had an article there on where does the word Mabul come from. Mabul means, in the Torah, a flood, right?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier.
And you might remember from Shadal that Shadal is also trying to figure out where Mabul comes from. So it happens to be that Shadal does not suggest the following. But from this, I would want to suggest, from Yovel, I would like to suggest something for Mabul. What does Mabul mean? If it means flood, where's the root of the word? You know, what does it mean in Hebrew? So I want to suggest that maybe it comes from May Baal, from God, from the gods. That's the original word. Mabul was like, you know, an act of God, and meaning a flood. And it got transferred into the word Mabul. And that it just means flood nowadays. It doesn't mean from the gods. although it was recognized as something that comes from God or comes from the gods. And that's where the word comes from that was now being used by the Torah as a general word for flood. So I want to suggest that from here, I think that maybe there's some truth to it. If you accept it in Shadal, maybe you accept it there. And yeah, so very interesting. Yovel means the happiness of Baal, and now it's the happiness of a time of freedom. Shkoyach.